Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Being an adoptive or stepmom can feel like you've embarked upon a daunting task to try to fill the void that your child already has. I know those types of feelings. It can feel like a tremendous responsibility. But as adoptive or stepmoms, we must remember that we cannot make up for any losses in our children's lives, but instead can focus on providing stability for all of our children, even as they push against that very stability that they need so much. It's very common for adoptive or stepmoms to feel behind and that they are just not enough. This feeling of insufficiency may stem from the idea that they don't have the same connection as a biological parent, leading them to feel as if they're lacking something. However, this feeling of insufficiency is a normal, and it does not have to define your relationship with your child. By focusing on the present stability that you provide, rather than what's missing or prior deficits in their experiences, your child will benefit from having you in their life. Here are some ways to do just that. First, unconditional love is key. As an adoptive or stepmom, you have an opportunity to provide unconditional love for your child, regardless of how challenging things may seem at times. Unconditional love allows your child some security during times of uncertainty. It shows them that even when things do not go according to plan, there will still be someone who loves them no matter what happens. A healthy relationship between a parent and child requires unconditional love. So if you focus on providing this type of love rather than trying to make up for past losses or fulfill expectations, you'll have the best chance of having a long-lasting positive impact on your child. Second, provide stability. Adoptive and stepmoms play a vital role in their children's lives by providing stability during times of transition and upheaval. By creating an environment of consistency and routine, children can begin to trust that their home life will remain reliable despite any changes in their family dynamic, including remarriage. Providing stability also means being there when your child needs you most, listening without judgment or criticism, helping them navigate difficult situations, and offering emotional support when needed. These are all ways you can show your child that you're committed to being there for them no matter what life throws at them. One of the most important things you can do as an adoptive or stepmom is consistently present yourself as a source of stability and security within your family dynamic. It may take time, even years, for your child to accept and trust you. So remain consistent in demonstrating love and support for them. even when times get tough. The more familiar they become with seeing love and consistency from you, the better. And hopefully, the more comfortable they will feel relying on you, because they'll always know what to expect with you. And third, make room for losses. It's essential that your child has space to process their feelings about losses, such as a biological parent or grandparents who were not able to stay part of their lives due to death or estrangement. It's important not to minimize their grief, nor try to fix it. Instead, offer them unconditional acceptance, regardless of how they express themselves through sadness or anger. In addition, be aware of your own biases and any expectations as a way to create an emotionally safe environment for them. Fourth, connect with other moms. Having other adoptive or stepmoms in your life can be helpful. Being part of a community where others understand what it feels like can provide tremendous support and understanding during challenging times. Look into joining local groups or online forums, especially targeting these types of families, whether in person or virtually, so everyone involved can benefit from the shared wisdom among other adoptees or second parents or step parents who have gone through similar experiences. Remember, there is nothing new under the sun. You're not alone. While this type of support can be hard to find, it can make a huge difference. Fifth, be patient with yourself. When feeling overwhelmed, take some time for yourself away from the kids. Time spent without them allows you to have some clarity and perspective on what kind of parent and person you want to be. When feeling behind, sometimes all we need is a break from our routine in order to be more present when we get back into it. It's important not only for ourselves, but also for our families that we take these breaks when necessary so we can return with a restored sense of peace and purpose. This is an area that I have not done nearly as well as I wish I could. If I could go back and change something, I would have been more just purposeful in taking those breaks that I needed for my own self-care. 6, focus on what you can provide. As an adoptive or stepmom, stop worrying about what is not possible. Focus instead on what is possible. Every day, begin fresh where you are and where your child is, and take the next step from there. Even if they don't say it outright, your children need your love and stability just as much as any other member of the family would need it. They may even say the opposite, but you can't change their past or how they feel about the past, the present, or even you. Your unconditional love will go a long way towards making sure they know that they belong in your family unit. And that means something very powerful. And finally, it's true that you aren't enough to fill the gaping hole in your child that only God can fill. You can't be their first mom or anyone else but yourself. You can be enough to find your place in their life, show up, and fill your own shoes in the life of your child with God's help. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.